At 6:06, it is overcast and 61 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting rain today and temperatures to remain fairly steady. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. As gasoline prices increase a dime per gallon in Tulsa overnight, comes this news. Five policy changes would be simple and feasible ways to reduce emissions and our dependence on foreign oil. That is according to a proposal by the National Energy Policy Institute at the University of Tulsa. The report was released yesterday. One of the report's authors is journalist Charles Wolforth.
What it really is a demonstration that there are policies out there that are ready to be adopted, that are low cost and will have a big impact on these issues. And so there's no excuse to say, well, it's too expensive or the technology's not ready.
Proposals include a modest oil tax that would be fully rebated to the public and a temporary tax reduction on liquefied natural gas to encourage a shift to LNG in the heavy trucking industry. Well, eight more patients of a Tulsa dentist whose clinics were deemed unsanitary have tested positive for hepatitis C. But health officials caution that it would be highly unusual for many of them to have contracted the illness at his clinic. The Tulsa Health Department said late yesterday that the number of patients of Dr. Scott Harrington that have tested positive for hepatitis C is now up to 65. A billing snafu means some 200-plus Turley residents have not been charged for sewer services. The unincorporated community gets water from a rural water district but pays the city of Tulsa for sewer services. The Tulsa Utility Authority says those residents will now be back billed for about $1,300. Authority Chair Rick Hudson says they will work with the residents.
Our policy is that we go back 3 years for back billing for services that people have received and have not paid for, and then we will give them 3 years to pay off that service.
He says the authority can't write off the matter because that would be unfair to others who have paid for past billing errors. We have more on this story coming up at 7:35 this morning. Round one of public hearings on a proposed sales tax extension is almost over. The last of the meetings in all nine Tulsa City Council districts will be next week. City Councilor G.T. Bynum says the next step is to develop a draft proposal on what projects should be included, followed by yet another round of public hearings.
Here's our best stab at what we think we should be doing, what we think should be on the ballot. What do you think? And then based on the feedback we get at those, we'll have a final vote to put something on the ballot probably in July or August, and then we will have something on the ballot this November.
Bynum says he still prefers a standalone vote on the streets-only package and then a separate vote later on capital improvement projects. Well, here's this morning's scary stat of the day. A new report shows that more than one in five births to teen mothers in Oklahoma between the ages of 15 and 19 is a second birth. State health officials released the details yesterday in a report by the Centers for Disease Control. It shows that Oklahoma is one of just eight states in the nation with a repeat teen birth rate higher than 20%. Our weather forecast: expects showers and thunderstorms today and a high of 62. Tonight, there is an 80% chance of rain. We'll cool to 52. And tomorrow, overcast but mild with a high of 70. And on Sunday, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 76. National Weather Service radar shows showers and thunderstorms this morning in southeast Kansas, stretching over into southwest Missouri. Other showers to the southwest of Tulsa. Right now, at 6:10, it's overcast and 61. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.